Good point. So so dentists should not look at endo procedures as a single procedure, but pretty much inform the patient that, you know, you're committing to not only having the nerve treatment, the foundation, and the restoration, whether it's a crown or whatever it is. Look at that as one procedure that has to be done. It's not kind of like one from column A, one from column B.
Absolutely, because all the studies that I've seen in looking at the patients that I've seen through the years, that the number one reason for failure of an endodontically treated tooth is the restoration fails or the restoration was never done.
Right.
Another conversation that a general dentist needs to have with his patients is whenever you're doing a procedure on a tooth that's pulpally challenged. And what I mean by that is if you're working on a tooth that's had large fillings in it before, or maybe a filling broke and the dentin's been exposed, in every situation you need to talk to the patient about the potential for that tooth needing a root canal. And a lot of dentists who don't do that get into trouble because they may put a crown on a tooth, and then when that tooth starts hurting and then they have to do a root canal, the patient's extremely upset because they had no idea. They're upset with that you're having to make a hole through their beautiful crown. They're upset that they're having to spend more money they didn't know they were going to spend. And no matter how you explain it at that point, it sounds like you're making an excuse because you didn't talk about it ahead of time. So I have a suggestion that in almost every single time you're doing a crown or a deep restoration, that you have the following conversation with the patient. What I suggest is that you tell the patient that this tooth has had a lot of work done through the years, and just by the virtue of you going in to treat it and preparing it for a crown, the nerve inside the tooth is going to sustain a little bit of damage. You think the nerve is going to be okay, but there's maybe a 20% chance that that tooth may require further treatment in the form of removing the nerve. But you think that more than likely it's going to be okay. You have two choices. You can either go ahead and treat the nerve and do an additional procedure that's going to add X dollars to the treatment cost, or if with their permission, you can do everything you can to conservatively protect the nerve and give the tooth an 80% chance of doing fine on its own. So I've never had a situation in that case that when I provide the information to the patient, that the patient doesn't give me the green light, give me permission to go ahead and place the crown, especially if they know that even if 5 years down the line or 10 years down the line, if a problem does occur, we can treat it without having to redo the crown in most cases or really do anything that's going to affect the looks of the crown. So that way, if something happens, the patient has given you permission to do it, and they've taken the responsibility to eliminate that being a problem. And the last thing that I would like to recommend in the way of communicating to your patient is what you tell your patient after you complete a root canal. A situation that all of us have been in is when we complete a root canal and the case went great, we don't anticipate any problems, but about 6 hours after the patient gets home, we get this frantic call. The tooth is hurting, the tooth is loose, it's swollen above it, and what happened, what did you do wrong, and they're really upset. So that kind of a call can be avoided with the following conversation to a patient. I suggest, even if the case goes perfectly well, that when you sit the patient up, you say, "Mary, everything went really, really well, but I do need to tell you that about 4% of the time, even when things go well, there's a little residual infection up above the root in the bone, and sometimes we'll get a reaction, and that tooth may swell above there, and it may get loose, and it may get very painful. So if that happens, all you have to do is give me a call. I'll know what's going on. I'll put you on the proper medication. We'll get this under control for you." So here's the difference in how the call goes, Dave. If you haven't had that conversation, here's the call. They'll get your reception. They'll say, "That tooth Dr. Goldstein just did the root canal on, it's loose, it's hurting me. I don't know what went wrong or what happened, but you got to do something about it." After the difference in the conversation will be on the patient that you've explained the potential for that to happen. They'll say, "Dr. Goldstein, remember you were telling me 4% of the time it's going to happen? I'm one of the 4%. Just my
right.
luck. Just
I love
my
it.
Luck.
I love it."
So you can really eliminate some hassles. So that's some of the scripting that I think really, really helps make for stress-free endo in your office.